Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Wow, what a picture. What a promise. What a purpose. Think about it. Why did Jesus come? And there's all kinds of answers that we see in Scripture. Ultimately, he came to save us from our sin, to reconcile us to God, to glorify the Father through his obedience. We could go on and on and on through Scripture answering why did Jesus come. Here in John 10, verse 10, we see this answer. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Why did Jesus come? He came so that I could have abundant life. He came so that you could have abundant life. How is that possible? Well, he's a good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. The whole picture here is there's an adversary who does not want us to have abundant life. He's come to steal and kill and destroy our lives. But Jesus came to lay down his life for the sheep. He went to the cross. He paid the price for our sin that leads to our destruction. He took that destruction upon himself. And in his sacrifice for us as his sheep, he made abundant life possible for you and me. This is what he's created us for, abundant life. Oh, don't you want to grow in your experience of abundant life? Sometimes I hear people talk about Christianity almost like it's a sacrifice in the sense of, oh, I got to let go of all these good things in the world in order to follow Christ and save my skin for eternity. And that is not biblical Christianity. Biblical Christianity is not letting go of all kinds of great things this world has to offer and settling for Jesus. No, it's letting go of lesser things in this world so that we might experience the abundance that Jesus alone provides now and for all of eternity. So, God, help us to think rightly about life. Help us to see the emptiness of the pleasures and pursuits and possessions of this world. Help us, we pray, to trust in you and your ways and your word as the way to abundant life, to full life. God, please help us. I pray my own life, for others who are listening right now, God, that you would protect us from all the temptations of the adversary who wants to steal, kill, and destroy, who wants to keep us from experiencing all of the life, the abundance that you've designed for us. God, help us to trust in Jesus, to follow Jesus wholeheartedly today, to love you, oh God, with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, because we know that this is where life is found. God, we want to experience that life today. So help us to walk in obedience to your commands today and to experience all that you've designed for our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.